Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Bus fares expected to start going down. LCC commissioned solar systems at Kaunda Square Clinic and Kalingalinga Police Post. Thousands of Ghanaians trafficked in jobs scam rescued. And in sports, NOCZ intensifies Dakar 2026 preparations. And other news in detail. United Party for National Development, UPND, Media Director Mark Simoe says it is expected for bus fares to start going down following the continued reduction in the prices of petroleum products. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Simoe says it is not in order to have the price of diesel reduced to 23 kwacha from 29 kwacha, and yet the bus fares remain unchanged. He says fuel drives the wheels of the economy, because a lot of machinery run on fuel, so with the reduced prices of fuel, the cost of production is expected to go down. He further says the ongoing gains in the price of fuel and the appreciation of the kwacha are as a result of well-placed measures by the ruling party.
Fuel drives the wheels of the economy. Because there are a lot of machinery that we have demonstrated that run on fuel. I just demonstrated to you that when the price of fuel goes down, it means the cost of producing terrorism, the money that my mother or my aunt was spending on running a census will go down. Okay? That's what it means. Meaning they will spend less on fuel. When they spend less on fuel, we will over time now begin to see that the fruits beginning to show. So what are the measures? These activities you are seeing are consequences of the measures. Okay? They are consequences of the measures. And I was trying to demonstrate that the appreciation of quota is not by suffering. So we'll be able to go through some of the things that have been done.
Now, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, announced a significant reduction in fuel prices effective immediately, bringing relief to consumers and transport operators across the country. According to the latest adjustment, petrol will now cost 28 kwacha from 31.36 kwacha per litre, and diesel has dropped to 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre from 25.12 kwacha per litre. The price adjustment comes amid favorable changes in international oil prices and a relatively stable performance of the kwacha against major currencies in recent weeks. This move is expected to reduce the cost of transportation, goods and services, potentially easing the inflationary pressure on consumers. The ERB stated that monthly price reviews, however, will continue as part of Zambia's fuel pricing mechanism, which factors in global oil trends, exchange rates, and shipping costs. First Capital Bank has launched safety deposit boxes, the first on the Zambian market, as part of its premier banking offering. The innovative solution provides customers with a secure and convenient way to store valuable items, further solidifying the bank's commitment to delivering exceptional service and value. The safety deposit boxes are designed to give customers peace of mind, knowing that their precious belongings are protected in a secure environment. Speaking in a statement, First Capital Bank Head of Banking, Retail Banking and Premier Banking, Patience Mutale, says the bank is thrilled to introduce safety deposit boxes to premier banking customers in the country.
We are thrilled to introduce the safety deposit boxes to our premier banking customers in Zambia. This service demonstrates our dedication to providing innovative and tailored banking solutions that meet the evolving needs of our customers. By investing in innovative products and services, such as the safety deposit boxes, we are confident that our customers will benefit from the enhanced convenience and security. Our premier banking experience is not just about product, it's about offering clients elevated tools to thrive. First Capital Bank invites all existing and prospective customers to visit their nearest branch to learn more about premier banking and discover how to access this bespoke offering.
Now, the Lusaka City Council LCC has completed the installation of solar systems at Kaunda Square Clinic and Kalingalinga Police Post in Munali Constituency. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Buluma says the initiatives, which have since been commissioned, were undertaken at a total cost of 570,000 kwacha, 796 kwacha 93 ngwe, using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation for the constituency. Mr. Nyamba says Kaunda Square Clinic has benefited from the installation of a 10 kV solar system at a total cost of 373,684 kwacha, while Kalingalinga Police Post has received the installation of a 5 kV solar system at a total cost of 197,000 kwacha, 112 kwacha, 49 ngwe. He has urged the residents of the localities to take ownership and protect the solar systems to ensure their longevity and continued benefits.
Kaunda Square Clinic has benefited from the installation of a 10 kV solar system at a total cost of 373,684 kwacha, while Kalingalinga Police Post has received the installation of a 5 kV solar system at a total cost of 197,112 kwacha, 49 ngwe. These installations at both facilities are part of the government's efforts to ensure uninterrupted power supply aimed at enhancing service delivery for the people. With these solar systems, both facilities will be able to operate more efficiently, providing improved health care and security services to the community. We therefore wish to urge.
Now, the Zambia Police Service has confirmed that Professor Nkanduluwo was scheduled to attend an interview with the police on June 30th, 2025. In a statement, Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the arrangement was made last week in consultation with her legal representatives. Mr. Chilavi says the planned interview relates to a matter that is currently under police investigation. He says the interview did not take place as Professor Luo experienced a bereavement in her family. He further says, in light of the development, the police, in consultation with her legal representation, resolved to postpone the interview to allow her time to attend to the family matter. The Assistant Public Relations Officer says the police wish to make it clear that at no point did they demand any documentation from her to prove that she had a sick daughter. He says a new date for the interview will be arranged in due course. We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. Kenyan police say 76 Kenyans who were trafficked to Nigeria under a fraudulent recruitment scheme have been rescued. The victims, mostly young men, were lured with promises of football contracts with top foreign teams.